Hot91.com.au. That's where you need to go to nominate for Apple for the Teacher on the Hot Breakfast. So, Sam, I managed to track down someone that you'll recall from primary school.
Yes.
We spoke to Mr. Gillespie, my former teacher and principal, yesterday.
Thought you might do this.
Or
yes.
Do you remember Mr. Price?
Do I remember Mr. Price? I'm a huge fan. Mr. Price, are you here?
I'm here, Mr. Coward.
Yay!
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Lovely to speak with you again.
Now, how long has it been?
Ooh.
Too long.
Well, not that long, actually. We do see each other around the place from time to time.
Yeah, fabulous. So you were a PE teacher of Sam's in primary school. Was Sam much of the athletic type?
No, not really.
Nothing's really changed then.
How can you say that? My prowess at the Southern District's cricket field was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, your prowess was phenomenal, but your athletic ability was not.
Ah, oh, that's hilarious. And what kind of a kid was he in primary school, Mr. Price?
Oh, look, I'd like to say he was shy and retiring, but he wasn't.
No.
No, he was filled with confidence and bravado.
Well, again, nothing's changed.
No, not at all.
Now, Mr. Price, do you recall a certain incident at the Ag Farm in later years at Matthew Flinders where a certain Mandarin fight got out of control I was the only one who managed to get in proper trouble for it?
Yeah, there are certain things that we don't talk about at Matthew Flinders, Sam, and that Mandarin fight was one of them.
Okay. What happens in the Mandarin fight stays in the Mandarin fight.
Especially when Sam Coward is involved.
Oh, dear. So food fights.
Some of the people who are involved in that high profile around the world and
indeed
written into contracts and all sorts of things that there's no mention of that Mandarin fight. And I'm surprised Sam has got the courage to say that in a public forum.
One day I'm going to write a book and I'm just going to spill all. It'll be like Mark Latham. It'll just be everywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
And Mr. Price, you're still teaching today.
Yes, I'm still very happily working at Matthew Flinders Anglican College.
That's brilliant. Well, you know that Apple for a Teacher is running. You can nominate the teacher at hot91.com.au because, yeah, we all remember our favourite teachers and Sam has very fond memories of you being his teacher, so I don't know how you managed to put up with him, but well done.
No, it was, I hate to say it, but it was a pleasure. He was a champion kid and he was great to have at our school.
Yeah, I bet you would have been a champion kid.
And Mr. Price has gone on from being the PE teacher to now the principal of Matthew Flinders.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, it's a good keep it all in the house. Hey, news is next with Hayley. Alana Boyd, the pole vaulter. Pole vaulterist? Pole voltationist?
Pole vaulter.
Pole vaulter?
Just pole vaulter's fine.
Okay. She has reckon she's got room for improvement as she's cruised through the final of the women's pole vault.
Oh,
so
cool. Hayley's got more news for you next.
That's cool.
Hot 91.
The 7 Sunshine Coast Marathon is on this Sunday. Join the Hot 91.1 Rockers for Knockers team and help us raise awareness for early breast cancer detection and funds for the Cindy McKenzie Breast Cancer Foundation. Join our team today at Hot